Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Brandon Shanahan. On today's program, we get to chat with Perry Public Library Director Mary Murphy about the various changes going on throughout the Perry Public Library, as well as how the last year has gone for the library.
So let's just get started with this. You gave your annual report to the City Council earlier this week. Can you kind of just give me a rundown and educate me how the fiscal year went for you guys?
I think it went really well. Just a second, let me grab one. I have one right behind me. The annual report is just highlighting what we've done throughout the year. And I always like to start with our mission. And our mission at the library is connecting our residents with information, ideas, and experiences to enrich lives and build community. Everyone who works at the library, their mantra is to try to help anybody who calls us and needs information. And it's such a crucial thing in this time that we're in right now to have good information. And we're trying to do curbside service with materials. And if people need printing or faxing or notary, we can do that curbside. And experiences, we're still trying to do. We're starting up the craft club that we had last year, a new idea, and we're going to start it up again in September. And we had food cooking classes during summer reading this year for adults and children. And so we actually are trying to live up to our mission even in the COVID times. And it's sometimes difficult, but we have to be safe to keep everybody safe.
And then another takeaway I got from a recent meeting is a couple of council members that kind of complimented you and your staff for all that they do and the efforts that they put forth day in and day out. And especially in a time like this where everything just gets a little bit harder for everybody. Can you kind of go through what the conversations have been like behind the scenes with your staff and just kind of the emphasis on creating those services that can still be available to the public?
Well, something that we've been doing a lot more, the librarians, is because people cannot browse, we will suggest authors for them to try. If you have a reading list at the library or can tell us what you like, we will try to give you what you like in the genre that you like. For example, if you like mysteries, it's a cozy book mystery, or if it's a, you know, you like the extreme suspense mysteries, or thrillers, or true crime, or procedurals, you probably didn't know that there was so many subgenres in mysteries. But those critical, what we call reference interviews, are being used by our staff to, meet the needs of our readers. And Chuck Schott is one of our readers that reads mysteries, and he's just a council person, and he calls and says, can you get me something I haven't read? And so we've been, looking further into our collection because they cannot browse the aisles. So I would say that we've been really trying with our reference interviews to really meet the needs of our patrons.
Now, another one of the high points was giving away books, and certainly a big number I have written down on my sheet. Can you kind of tell me a little bit about how many books you guys have given away to members of the public throughout the last year?
Through this program, through the grant that the city got, we gave away 4,850 books. That was just that single program that we did throughout the spring with grab-and-go lunches. We have various reading programs throughout the year of which we give away books as prizes. And so between giving away books as prizes and giving away books through this grant, through the grab-and-go lunches, I would say we excelled, over 6,000 books that we've given away this year.
Oh, wow.
Yes, yes, it's an astounding number.
And another one of the kind of high points looking forward is the library building renovation project. That's officially underway. Can you kind of give me the latest and educate me on how that's going?
Well, I actually uploaded something on Facebook yesterday. It is going fantastic because I walk through at noon. We're allowed in the building from noon to 1 to gather materials, and I go over there when they're out to lunch and see what they've done for the day. And they were putting the new drains in the existing men's and women's bathrooms, and today we have 5 trucks over there. I talked to the supervisor, and he was telling me, you know, the mason's there, the electrician's there, the glass people are there. The carpet comes tomorrow, so we're really proceeding. This is week 4 of a 9-week project, so things are starting to happen. They have scraped up all of the carpet that they can. They can't do it all in one stage because of the existing stacks, but they are doing it hopefully a 2-stage process so they don't have to bring back the carpet people more than twice. So of all the carpet and the tile that they've done, they'll now lay that when it comes. And then they'll move all the stacks on the new carpet and take up the old carpet and lay that. So we'll be seeing a lot of action in the coming weeks and hopefully make that October 1st deadline.
And that was our conversation with Perry Public Library Director Mary Murphy. You can find this program online at RaccoonValleyRadio.com and on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.